to do this.
Wait, I still function.
Wanna bet?
Star Trek!
Well, as Megatron has, how shall we say, departed, I nominate myself as the new leader.
Hey everybody, this is Kyle Stevens, a.k.a. Nerd Rock Artist Kirby Crackle, and you are listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark, only on 89.9 KGRG FM.
Waited an eternity for this.
It is Monday, September 5th, Labor Day here at Green River College, and episode number 57 of Mike and Mickey After Dark, broadcasting live on 89.9 KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps 89.3 FM. Listen online and on demand using the brand new KGRG FM app, and we're always streaming on iHeartRadio and at KGRG.com. Mike and Mickey After Dark is the show where we do like we do every Monday night, taking your late night requests and giving you a little something extra.
Y'all want this party starting, right?
Yo. Hey, Mickey. Ooh. How you doing tonight? Something might be up. How can people get a hold of us? Fantastic. We'll be live tweeting all the way until midnight, so use the hashtag MMAD to keep up with all the madness. It's going to be a really fun show this week, and we've got a lot to get to. But first, let's give somebody else a chance to talk. Let's say hi to the rest of the Mad cast. I don't know. I'm just having fun with buttons tonight. Give it up, everybody, for the Amanda happening.
Oh, there's the applause that I live for.
So how you doing tonight?
Good. I liked your little added intro there.
Oh, thanks for that.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, he has the same voice as the Crypt Keeper.
Similar. That was actually an excerpt from Transformers movie.
Yeah.
So what happens is the leader guy is he's gotten all beaten up, and this one guy, Starscream, he's always trying to, like, you know, be the leader and stuff. And finally he gets his chance and throws this guy out of the ship, and he's like, "Well, since he's gone, I nominate myself as the new leader." And I thought that was really appropriate because, as you heard, Mickey isn't with us tonight. She's she is up in Canada with some families and friends and hanging out with some of her peeps. She will be back next week to regale us with her Canadian adventures. Now, having had some Canadian ventures myself, I can attest to their awesomeness. So I'm really looking forward to the return of the Mickey special next week. So basically, it's you and me, Amanda.
Yeah, I hope she picks up a Canadian accent and starts saying sorry and about.
Oh my gosh, that would be adorable. I can't even muster an impression. I got to think on that one because I think that would just be.
She'll have to start charging her batteries. I know, because my grandma's from Canada, so I got it down. Yeah.
Oh, that's. That's amazing. Yeah, we're gonna have to pick on Mickey next week to see if she's picked up some extra accents.
Yeah.
Oh man. But yeah, it is gonna be a really fun show tonight. I could already feel it in my bones. So Mickey, tell us a little more about what's in the MMAD Journal tonight. Fantastic. Well, no, it's we've actually got a jam-packed show. We've got the weekend roundup coming up, Today in Geek History, all of our usual MMAD segments, including weekend roundup, Geek History, Is It Real or Is It Fake, The Slumber Party. But in addition to all of those awesome things, we have a brand new song from MC Lars off of his new compilation.
Nice.
We're also going to play a song from a band called One Eyed Doll that I'm going to tell you about earlier. I think you're really going to dig it if you're into theatrical rock.
Yeah.
So look forward to that. And of course, we have my interview with the guys from Mary Tree.
Yeah.
The grunge metal band from Charleston, South Carolina, including, but wait, there's more.
Oh.
An exclusive brand new song that we will be debuting right here on Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM.
Yes.
Yeah, brand new grunge metal from our friends in Mary Tree to accompany our interview. We'll have that later in the night. It's gonna be really, really fun. All of that and more on tonight's all new episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark. And if you want to join the party with us, with me and Amanda here, the Amanda happening.
Woo!
Amanda is still happening.
Yeah.
Call us up at 253-833-5004. That, my friends, is the number you need to lock into your phone. Or tweet us at KGRGFM for those late night and after dark requests.
You can't beat it with a stizzy.
A stizzy.
The Ballad of DW lives on. Amazing. All right, so starting off the night and setting the tone, and actually this was a recommendation that I got from Mrs. Mad before I left today, and she's like, well, if it's just you, it's going to be kind of classic Mike After Dark, right? And I was like, well, yeah, kind of, but we have our segments now, and the show's evolved in the last year since I've been here. But one thing that I did when I first started last year was, since I wasn't as familiar with the music that we played here on KGRG-FM, I went through our catalog, our library, and then just found stuff that I knew.
Right,
it's like,
on.
Ooh, I like Bad Religion.
Right.
We're going to play some of that. So, and it was really kind of like a training wheels type situation.
Yeah.
And eventually, once I got more accustomed to our playlist here on Today's Rock, it reminds me, it's been months since I've put in something that I used to listen to, but don't anymore, because now we're finding all kinds of new stuff.
Right.
Like, you know, again, like Mary Tree, MC Lars, you know, Black Canary, Married with Sea Monsters, the Mary Janes, you know, all of these bands and music that we found for our show that's basically, for lack of a better term, ours.
Yeah,
I haven't gone back to that well. So anyway, kicking things off for us tonight is one of those. I played this song during my very first DJ shift.
Aww.
So it's kind of getting back to my roots a little bit. It is from Boston, Massachusetts, Street Dogs with Not Without a Purpose off of their album Fading American Dream. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM.
Not without a purpose, and it's not without a fight. I got three tales to tell you, so please sit tight. It's the story of three underdogs who've grown to see their light. Not without a purpose, not without a fight. Get to decimate the stage.
this is Austin Getz from Turnover. You're listening to 89.9 KGRG.
The Jet City Comic Show returns to the Tacoma Convention Center November 5th and 6th. A back-to-basics comic book convention that has been promoting the comic book industry and expanding awareness of their creators since 2009. As a can't-miss end to the con season, the Jet City Comic Show is going to be packed with games, events, and more for fans and families, including guests like artist Rich Warner from the Plants vs. Zombie video games and Harvey Award nominee Bob Smith. Make sure you're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark every Monday night and The Buzz Wednesday through Friday mornings for your chance at free two-day passes. For more information, you can visit JetCityComicShow.com. That's JetCityComicShow.com.
You're gonna do a superhero landing. Wait for it.
The Jet City Comic Show, November 5th and 6th at the Tacoma Convention Center.
Woo! Superhero landing.
Yeah, that's really hard on your knees.
Are you tired of listening to other radio stations when every time you hear hip hop, all the lyrics sound like this? Would you rather hear real flow, something like this?
I got a call from my girl last week. She telling me about that time of the month and how it may not come. Dropped the phone right before she said I might have a son. And I started asking God how come.
If you want a new perspective on hip-hop and you want to hear some good music, make sure you tune into The Block every Wednesday 7 to 10 p.m. right here on 89.9 KGRG.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated.
The library.
On Jones' house.
The bus stop.
And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Want to join the crew over at KGRG1, your classic alternative?
Oh, yeah!
Want to learn the ins and outs of professional voice tracking and podcasting?
Hell yeah, bitch. Disco hard as hell, Flocka.
Sign up for Journalism 120 in the Green River Course Catalog today. You'll be glad you did.
For information on music, ticket giveaways, and more, visit KGRG.com. This is Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG.
Mike and Mickey After Dark will be right back with the weekend roundup. But for now, here is Bracelets by Safe to Stay. If you got a request, 253-833-5004,
KGRGFM. Straight up the rocks and soil. Make bracelets out of foil. Straight up the rocks again. It doesn't like you're that place dead.
Do you guys know what time it is?
It is time for us to do like we do at this time every week. It is the Weekend Roundup.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
For you to go. That's cowbell sounds, and then a yee-haw sounds, and a neigh. That's a horse that they're riding.
Lassos.
Lasso.
And, bling, cowbells.
They giddy up and there's a sunset and then drop.
What is
Weekend
it?
Roundup.
Wow.
What does a cowgirl say?
You're going to want that cowbell.
89.9 KGRG FM. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark. And as the lengthy introduction says,
I'm impressed by it every time. I'm like, all of this to Rage Against the Machine, which I never even thought about the cowbell in that song before.
Yeah, it just came to me one day. Like I used to do
brilliant.
I used to thank you. I used to do a really, really goofy series of videos on Instagram called Stupid Thoughts at Red Lights.
Really?
Because like I would fiddle around with my phone. And then, like, for some reason, it just occurred to me, oh, I heard it on the radio. I heard Killing in the Name of on the radio, and I heard that part, the cowbell part. And I'm like, that was right about the time we were thinking about doing an intro for the Weekend Roundup.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, if I get Christopher Walken
right.
and Rage Against the Machine.
It's perfect.
And then the rest of it, just it, because it always cracked me up, that was culled from like 6 weeks worth of Mickey saying different times, because like she would say something different every week, because she'd be like lassos and cowbells and but yeah, when you put it all together across those like 6-7 weeks, whatever it was,
it's genius.
Oh my gosh, it's funny. So not to get too spoilery, I don't have a brand new piece to debut tonight, but I will, as a tease, indicate I'm working on one.
Okay.
So you can take your guesses and bets and let us know out on Twitter what you think I'm working on. Guess what Mike's working on.
Okay.
But currently, we have a couple segments that don't have produced intros. So.
I'm hoping that there's a lot of snippets from TGIF with, like, Urkel saying, like, did I do that? And Michelle Tanner saying, like, you got it, dude.
That may or may not be working on. He says, furiously writing notes. It's like, I'm writing that down.
Right.
That's some good
stuff.
We
gotta at least get Balky going. Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous, Carson Larry.
Yeah.
Oh, my good gracious.
I don't know what we would use those for, but what wouldn't we use them for, actually?
That's what it is, too. It's like, who even cares? Because it's awesome.
Right.
Oh, all right. Well, let me see if I could kind of get us back on course okay. a little bit. Let's see. So during the weekend roundup, what we do is we kind of talk about what we've been up to since we've signed off last Monday. And I don't know about you, but I've been busy.
Right.
Now a lot of it is stuff that's not necessarily exciting from a perspective. It's like, you know, it's like I've recently been working on getting our show's podcast on a few more podcast outlets.
That's
like,
exciting.
Yeah, so like we're on Stitcher, we're on Google Play,
wow.
We're on iTunes. So yeah,
wow.
So yeah, the MMAD empire is growing.
That's amazing.
We recently recorded a podcast for Suicide Squad.
Wow.
And this was neat. Now, if you're listening to this podcast in the future, see, I was trying to figure out how to do this time travel. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So if you're listening to this podcast, it's already available because I'm going to upload it before I go home tonight after we sign off. But this was really fun because it was me, Corbin, Cool Guy Luke, Killing Spree from Heavy Metal Late Night Death, and hosted by Mickey.
Oh my gosh, that had to have been a blast.
It was really fun.
I can't wait to listen to it.
So it's not uploaded right now, you know, as of 9:30 Monday night as you're listening to us live on 89.9 KGRG FM, but if you're listening back on demand, you should be able to grab it, and it's really good. It's a little on the NSFW side.
Yeah, that's what I was guessing. Like, I'm thinking back to, like, Wild Dog days, to where it's, like, hard to control your bladder because you're laughing so hard. And that's kind of what I'm hyping myself up. So don't let me down.
It is spoiler-tastic. I mean, we go through the entire movie, and our different opinions on the movie might surprise you a little bit. Because there are some folks that came into that podcast with a certain opinion and then left with a completely different opinion. So that'll be available in the on-demand section of KGRG.com as well as everywhere else you can get your MMAD podcast.
Nice.
Let's see, what else have I been up to? Oh, we have a brand new sponsor that I was going to tease it a little bit when we get to it, but then I realized I ran a spot for it. We are in a new and exciting partnership with the Jet City Comic Show.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be November 5th and 6th at the Tacoma Convention Center.
Nice.
And they are sponsoring one of our segments, of which I will talk about when that segment comes up.
That's so perfect for you.
I'm very excited. And actually, I'm excited for me too, but
I wish everyone could see you. You like look excited for you. You're like, yay.
It's very exciting, but I got to give credit where credit's due because Cork, who's the host of The Buzz, this is all him.
Oh, wow.
He did all the legwork and was exchanging emails and basically proposed this deal. He's like, well, we have two nerdy shows here on KGRGFM. We're both comic book fans and geeky people, geek-friendly stuff. So it seems like it would be really perfect. So we're
That's
going to...
That's awesome.
Well... And it's going to be a new experience for me because I will be going to the comic convention as a representative of KGRG, not just as a fan.
That's so cool.
So that's going to be pretty neat. I'll be
1 second here. That sounds awesome. Because my kids were asking me...
Let's get some music back in here.
They were asking me, they wanted to go, they love the I Has Cup Quake girl on YouTube, and they were asking me how much it was to go to the Pacific convention for video game players.
Oh, sure.
I have no idea. I bet Mike would know, but I think it's pretty expensive, so that's pretty cool that you get to go, you know, as your job.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's neat because we, you know, we go to concerts and shows and, you know, other types of events.
Yeah.
Like, we'll have Haunted Forest of Maple Valley coming up around Halloween time.
That sounds scary.
Oh, it's neat. I mean, just you wait. We're going to be talking about that a whole lot.
I'm afraid of ghosts and the dark.
And goblins and whatnot.
Yeah, I totally am.
But let's see. Let's see. So we have that to talk about. I worked all weekend, which actually it was kind of interesting. Downtown Seattle was full of people.
Right.
You know, you had PAX going on, the Penny Arcade Expo. Speaking of neat, nerdy stuff, you also had Bumbershoot, which we're going to be talking about in a hot second. It was a good time to be. Locked in a building in downtown to just watch people go by because basically I would get there in the morning so I had favorable parking and I would get off like right about the time things were starting to start and thicken up a little bit. Friday was a little hairy. It's like I was driving down Fifth Avenue and it took me a few for it to click because it's like there's a lot of people. And as I got closer and closer to the Washington State Convention Center, I was like, oh,
yeah,
nerdlingers. You know,
yeah.
I saw all the costumes and...
Oh,
and,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, it was great. I was really happy for them and really excited. PAX is not a show that I have a whole lot of interest in, only because it is so huge.
Yeah.
Like, I do Emerald City Comic Con every year,
uh-huh.
And obviously we have a Jet City Comic Show coming up. That's about my speed. I'm a comic book guy. All the video games and all of the other stuff that goes with PAX, it's a little much for me.
Right. Sometimes even IKEA is too much for me.
Right.
Or like Trader Joe's. I'm like, you guys should really have a bucket of Xanax at the door because this is too much for me to handle.
I never thought of it that way, but that actually kind of makes sense.
Maybe they could like sneak some into their meatballs at IKEA or something.
I dig it.
Yeah.
So let's see. Oh, and I totally forgot to mention this. Mrs. Mad and I went to a barbecue on Sunday yesterday.
Yeah.
Our friends Steve and Sherry had a huge Labor Day barbecue. And they had it on Sunday this time instead of Monday.
Right on.
Because we were talking before we came on the air. It seems like holidays always fall on a Monday.
Yeah.
Like, we were up here for 4th of July.
Right.
I was here last year for Labor Day, Memorial Day.
Yeah.
You know, all
and
of
then
those
Martin Luther King Day.
Right.
And, you know, like Columbus Days ones and like President Days
yep.
ones where they're like, you have to get an extra day. It's always a Monday.
Yeah. And it's always Monday. So, yeah. And we're always up here live. We have been on KGRG FM live from 9 to midnight consecutively for the last 57 weeks.
Good
without
job,
a beat.
Dude.
Now, sometimes it's, well, we pep, and the way we figure it out is guest-a-paloozas.
Yeah.
So, like, there, so, if Mickey isn't here, then I'm here. If I'm not here, then she's here. And it's been really, really neat.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm excited. And not a lot of radio shows can say that.
Right? Especially ones that always fall on holidays.
Right? So, yeah. So we're kind of proud of that that streak there. But, oh, my goodness. You know, I always love going to our friends' barbecues because I always say if you leave hungry or sober, it's your own darn fault. I mean, it is just Armageddon of spicy smoked meats.
Oh, nice.
And like, you know, one of these giant oval Chinette plates full of just various meats from like sausages to pork to chicken to whatever else, homemade mac and cheese.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was just phenomenal. This morning I wasn't feeling so great because like I had the only way I could describe it is a smoked meat hangover.
I could feel it.
Yeah, it's like my innards just felt liquefied. It's like my organs were melting or something.
Every time the Seahawks go to the Super Bowl, I have that the next day, like,
oh right.
Right. I'm hungover and just smell like deep fried food. Maybe not smoked because it's, you know, winter, but.
Well, and it's funny you mention that, too, because, like, they had, you know, towards the end of the evening as darkness fell, you know, that's when you fire up the fire pit. And, yeah, so I woke up this morning and just reeking of campfire. I mean, it was just like, it's like, you know, you take your clothes and I'm like, well, these are getting burned. I'm
right.
Just going to throw them right in the burn pile there.
You look in the mirror and you're like, I look like somebody I would not want talking to a child. Like, stay away from that guy. People aren't supposed to smell like that.
That's hilarious. So how about you, homie? You had an eventful weekend. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it was Monday already. I was like, whoa. Yeah. I speaking of barbecued food, I went to my daughter's and my son's new school they had like an orientation.
Sure.
And they had like a food truck there with like soul food and mac and cheese and pulled pork sandwiches. And my kids' new teachers are so awesome. My daughter is going into third grade, and the first thing that her teacher said to her was, "Do you like music?" And she's like, "Yeah." And she's just beaming. And I'm like, "Yeah, they give me a hard time for listening to too much punk rock." And he's like, "Oh, that's awesome, because I changed the words to Misfit songs and, like, you know, make them for third graders."
Oh, no way.
So, yeah, so she's super stoked. And then she loves music, and she got to go to Bumbershoot and see her favorite artist, Melanie Martinez. And I think she looked more like Melanie Martinez than Melanie Martinez did. We spray painted half of her hair white, and she had this cute little party dress, and then there was face painting, so someone painted a teardrop on her and wrote "Cry Baby" on her neck.
Yep.
And she looked just adorable, and she was so excited. And my son, not so much, because he hates sounds.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ike kind of struggles with sounds and noise, yeah. Right?
Yeah, he was really jealous, though, that we played Melanie Martinez last week. And so now he wants us to play Kanye West "Heartless" because that's his favorite song. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I can make that happen, buddy. I don't know. Maybe someday.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, his favorite song is "Heartless." But
oh man.
Right?
Ikey, no. Stay away from the Kanye.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I ran into Nat, so that was cool. And
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, brought some stickers and wore my KGRG shirt and tried to, you know, spread the love. And, man, so much. And back to school shopping for the kids. I wish that I had some Xanax, but.
I understand. Well, that's what you have the radio for.
Right? Exactly. Exactly.
Well, speaking of having the radio, I got to give a huge shout out to both Kat and Cork, who are enjoying the show as they're driving around. They are just blowing up my Twitter. You know, driving home from work and listening to MMAD. Just wish our signal was better up north. And then there's
Why don't they use the app?
I don't know if they can use the app. You don't want an app and drive.
Oh, yeah.
It depends. I'm not sure what their phone situation is.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And there's, like, you know, an especially dark photo of Cork driving, and it's funny. Thanks a lot, guys, for listening.
Yeah. And stay safe. Yeah. Don't do like me and do voice-to-text tweets.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. It's a bad idea.
Oh, my gosh.
But try not to be so funny next time I'm driving home, Mike. Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I almost lost control of my bladder. I was just like picturing you listening to Billy Idol watching an Andrew Dice Clay movie, and it was more than I could handle.
Fantastic. Oh, very good. Well, congratulations, Kat, to being now south of the station.
Woohoo!
Now I'm just reading live tweets on the weekend roundup on Mike and Mickey After Dark. So, was there... you want to tell me anything else about your experience at Bumbershoot? Is that your first time going?
No. I've been going to Bumbershoot since before I can remember. You know, nice. It is a lot more expensive than it was when I was a kid. But
howdy.
I mean, it's been a tradition. I really can't remember a year I haven't gone.
Sure.
And I just, you know, I remember having to choose between like really huge bands, like am I gonna go see Beck or Cake? Like I saw the Sex Pistols at Bumbershoot. Like I think like half of the shows that I like, you know, I wear on like badges, you know, I've been to this show and this show and this show. I think like most of the most awesome shows that I've been to have been Bumbershoot shows. So
yeah,
it was really great to have my kids participate in that tradition too.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It was, my daughter was so excited because it was her first show that she chose, because I've been dragging her to shows since she was 2 weeks old, dragged her to Kim Ya Dawson. You know, I have pictures of her with Doug Marsh from Built to Spill and this person and that person. And so this was the first show that was her music that she was really into. And so, she just lit up. I've never seen her so happy. So it was amazing. It really was.
That's really, really cool. It's it's fun when you can take something that's important to you and pass it on to somebody else with the hopes that it becomes important to them.
Right.
And looking at your Instagram over the weekend, I could tell that Stella was having the time of her life. It was awesome. It's There's nothing better than kids having fun.
Right.
It is really the best.
Yeah. So. And Ike laid on the sidewalk and cried.
Oh, no.
By the end of it, because we're up north now. And so we took the bus from Queen Anne to the Seattle Center, from the top of Queen Anne, just for that really hilly part. And he was just so tired of walking. He was like, I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. So he just laid there and cried.
Okay.
And I poked him with a stizzy. Or beat him with a stizzy.
Beat him with a stizzy. That's so bad.
I know. I didn't really.
You can't beat it with a stizzy.
Especially if it's a child.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we here at Green River College and KGRG-FM do not advocate or condone the use of stizzies in any way. All right, well, that has been the weekend roundup. If you want to let us know what you've been up to over this last weekend, hit us up on Twitter at KGRGFM or give us a call at 253-833-5004 and ask for a song while you're at it.
Yeah.
And this is Mike and Mickey After Dark, and we will be right back.
Dude.
Bro.
In the late night death every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. on KGRG-FM for 2 hours of pure metallic radio mayhem. Now here's Post-American World by Megadeth.
still think for themselves. If you don't like where we're going, then you won't like what's coming next. What will we look like in the post-American world? Why cower to all those who oppose the American world?
Here's Green Star by Pairs. And coming up after the break, some nerdcore. Mike and Mickey After Dark continues on KGRG.
Get enough of KGRG? Well, we have a brand new app now available on iTunes and Google Play Store. Just search KGRG.
Hello? Hello? Dude, man.
Yeah?
Hey, really? You've had your face in that phone for like the past couple of hours. What are you doing?
Tweeting.
You're always on the tweeters, man. You just, honestly, if you're going to be on your phone that much, you're better off downloading the KGRG app.
There's an app?
Is there an app? We're on the line, man. We've been on the line for a while now. If you didn't know about the app, now you know. All right, so it's available on the iTunes App Store, right? I'm pretty sure you got one of those iPhone things. Also available on the Google Play Store.
I'll get that.
I'll get that. I'll get that, she says. Well, get on it, man. Download the KGRG FM app on the App Store or Google Play.
Maybe it's time to take a fresh look at everything we thought we knew about landing a great job. For instance, what if phenomenal careers start at the middle school science fair instead of at the job fair? If being the captain of the robotics team means just as much on a college application as being captain of the football team? And if knowing the quadratic formula is every bit as important as knowing the right people? Well, the fact is, the jobs of the future will be heavily geared towards science, technology, engineering, and math. In other words, the future is STEM. More opportunities, better pay. And the road to these great jobs starts as early as middle school. So if you're a student, talk to your school counselor about STEM, because the job you'll get in the future may very well depend on what you do today. A public service message from America's Navy.
We are listening to today's rock. We need you to come and join the congregation. We need you to listen in, and we need you to do something. Give us a request. Call us at 253-833-5004. And even better, if you want a say in what we do, you can sign up at Journalism 110 at Green River College.
Hey, this is Nick from Knucklepuck, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.
Here is Don't Let Me Down by Throw the Fight. Mike and Mickey After Dark will be right back on 89.9 KGRG FM. This is Today's Rock. KGRG FM. You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark, and I got something I want to share with everybody. So we all know that, I mean, by now, because I talk about him literally all the time, but no, MC Lars just recently Woo-hoo! Dropped a new compilation album, and it's called, so let me back up a sec. We here at KGRG and Green River College, as an institution, have no political affiliation whatsoever. We don't endorse right. candidates. We have no political viewpoints. Now, what our artists choose, because that's art, they can do whatever they like, and we like to support our artists.
That's the beauty part.
Exactly. So you can read into that what you will. So this is a compilation done by MC Lars of various things that he's been tinkering with. You know, some of the tracks are from his Patreon fan club, which basically, like, you pay a monthly subscription and you get demos and full songs and all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really cool deal. Seattle Nerd Rockers and friends of the show, Kirby Crackle, do the same thing.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's a website called Patreon. And what it is, you know, depending upon the artist, generally, like, actually, you know how, like, Kickstarter works?
Yeah.
So it's Kickstarter as a subscription service.
Oh, wow.
So you can pay MC Lars or Kirby Crackle, or even I've seen podcasters do this, like one of my favorite podcasts, We Hate Movies. They're on Patreon as well. And basically what it is you pay, like, you know, $2 a month or something, and you get exclusive content.
Yes, you get to feel like you're, like, really, really...
Absolutely.
Really in on the deal.
So anyway, so some of this stuff on this compilation album from MC Lars is some of his Patreon stuff, as well as some other stuff that he's been dinking around with. The name of the compilation is Donald Trump Has Really Bad Morals by MC Lars.
Nice.
So I chose...
Nice title.
Yeah, I chose a song to share... making its debut on KGRG FM. It's been a while since we've had new MC Lars to share. Like last year when his last EP came out, we were blowing that up all over the place. So looking to sit down with the music department, see if I can get some of this stuff on
right
the air.
On.
But Lars sent me this compilation himself.
Oh, nice.
And, well, I asked for it. But.
Well, my friend Odin Wadley directed one of his videos, White Kids Aren't Hyphy.
Oh, you've mentioned
yeah.
that. That's right.
So
that's awesome.
I guess he's, like, super super nice guy. Mm-hmm. And you did an interview with him, right?
With MC Lars?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, no, I've not actually interviewed him. Cork from The Buzz did.
Oh, okay.
And it was really cool because he interviewed him at the concert we went to.
Oh, nice. So it was, that's where I got that.
It was the Nerd Rock show from the Joyful Smiles tour from last October, where it was MC Lars was the headliner. Kirby Crackle also played.
Oh, nice.
Then you had Cuckoo Kangaroo, which I could only describe as Beastie Boys meets Sesame Street. And I didn't find out until after he had graduated from the show, but formerly questionable intern Chase, he's super into Cuckoo Kangaroo.
Oh, really?
I didn't even know. It was amazing. So anyway, so Walt...
he's also into Facebook tests that aren't really tests. They're like, take this quiz to find out who you'll marry.
Oh my gosh. Number six. We'll right. surprise you. Oh, by gosh, by golly. All right. So the song I've chosen is actually the leadoff track of this compilation, and it's called Mad Men. And I chose it because it features Schaefer the Dark Lord, who I'm not really familiar with, but it also features Ash Wednesday, who I talked about during our VanFest recap a couple weeks ago.
Oh yeah,
they are currently shipmates, if you know what I mean. I don't know what their ship name would be, but but they are the most adorable couple in hip hop.
Oh,
because like yeah, I mean, she's really sweet. He's one of the warmest, most genuine people I've ever met.
Aww.
And when they were performing together at VanFest, it gave me all kinds
adorable
of feels.
Adorable hip hop?
Yeah. Well,
well
it's nerdcore, so
yeah,
it's
right.
But yeah, no, they were super cute, super adorable.
Aww.
And she's on this track with him, and she's a rapper in her own right.
Nice.
She is part of a hip hop group that I can't say on the radio.
Okay. I getcha.
But she's got some videos on YouTube, and maybe I'll tweet out that channel for everybody to check out because, I mean, it's hilarious. She does some hilarious stuff. But without any further ado, here is Mad Men from MC Lars off of his new compilation, Donald Trump Has Really Bad Morals, featuring Schaefer the Dark Lord and Ash Wednesday. And coming up, we will have Today in Geek History on 89.9 KGRG FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to tell you a very sad story about capitalism in America in the 1960s.
The name's Don Draper, this is my story.
The pain and the dream and the ads and the glory.
The captain of my ship, Sterling Cooper, Draper Price.
The hours are insane, but the benefits are nice.
It's NYC in 63.
Willie Loman, hey, that's me.
I lived two lives, as you can see.
Even lied to my family.
Drink a whiskey till I pass out on my black couch.
My secretary wakes me up and I'm out.
I slept with one and I'll sleep with another.
Korean War vet with a prostitute mother.
There's Joan and Peter, Peggy Roger.
Everyone is a problem solver.
Good men, bad men, you decide.
We're lost in America trying to get by.
Mad men, are we really bad? It's kind of sad when people say we're mad men. Are we really bad men? I don't really know, but I think it's kind of sad when people call us mad men. Are we really bad men? I don't really know, but I think it's kind of sad when people say we're mad men. Are we really bad men? I don't really know, but I think it's kind of sad when people call us.
I'm Roger Sterling, man about town. Sex lives, two ex-wives down. I never was faithful, I never was home. Maybe that's now why I'm all alone. Look at me now, I'm not doing so well. Things fall apart and the partners can tell. Despised by my daughter, denied to be a father. Tourette's love child, only 101 a fluster. Lucky Strikes leaving, our best client. Begged to stay, they were non-compliant. I was quiet, I couldn't hide it. The others called me out and I straight up denied it. Heart attack in my office, my lifestyle hits me in the face. The firm gets sold, kinda like my soul. So old, I'm gonna die in this place. We sell desire, we sell amenities. We drive consumption, we brand identities. Good men, bad men, you decide. We're lost in America, trying to get by.
Mad men, are we really bad men? I don't really know, but I think it's kind of sad when people say we're mad men. Are we really bad men? I don't really know, but I think it's kind of sad when people call us mad men. Are we really bad men? I don't really know, but I think it's kind of sad when people say we're mad men. Are we really bad men? I don't really know, but I think it's kind of sad when people call us.
Everything changes.
life gets harder. Peggy's promoted. Joe makes partner. Peter's in L.A. Lane. Price is buried. Megan sings Zuba Zoo. Now we're married. In a dark penthouse, I drink back doubts. Roger drops acid. Sally acts out. I scare away Hershey. Colleagues pee. A unanimous vote and I'm placed on leave. Static from black and white TV screams. Looking at Adam Whitman, haunt my dreams. I played and I've lost. Now all that I've got. An empty pack of smoke to broke a bottle of scotch. Never seen a one I couldn't sell as a need. I'm falling from a skyscraper, picking up speed. Good men, bad men, you decide. We're lost in America, trying to get by.
Not mad, are we really bad men? It's kind of sad when people say we're mad men. Are we really bad men? I don't really know, but I think it's kind of sad when people call us mad men. Are we really bad men? I don't really know, but I think it's kind of sad when people say we're mad men. Are we really bad men? I don't really know, but I think it's kind of sad when people call us
good men, bad men, you decide. We're lost in America, trying to get by. Good men, bad men, you decide. Lost in America, trying to get by. This week on Mad Men, Roger Sterling does a bunch of horrible things. Everyone is surprised, but not that surprised, as social issues play out in the background.